From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Spain is under pressure Wednesday from its allies to refuse permission for Russian warships headed for the Syrian coast to refuel at one of its ports. Russia's request to allow its ships to stop on Spanish territory are under review, while Spain weighs input from its allies and Russian authorities, according to the foreign ministry. Meanwhile, Turkey said Wednesday it will press its military offensive in Syria until the Islamic State is driven from the town of Al-Bab, despite a warning from forces allied to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and a helicopter attack on the rebels it backs. Turkey's incursion into Syria has complicated an already messy battlefield in northern Syria. Fresh fires broke out Wednesday in the jungle on the second day of dismantling the squalid migrant camp in northern France. Huge clouds of black smoke billowed over the settlement near Calais, which French authorities said they expect to finish clearing by the evening. Migrants and officials say the fires blazed through the camp overnight and early Wednesday and were deliberately set. Police said four migrants had been arrested on suspicion of arson. Meanwhile, the French aid group Doctors Without Borders said Wednesday that 25 bodies had been found on a migrant vessel off the coast of Libya. Survivors were picked up in an operation on Tuesday. China says it will carry out military drills in the South China Sea all day on Thursday, according to the country's Maritime Safety Administration Wednesday. It's ordering all ships to stay away. It's the latest exercise that came a week after a U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near the Paracel Islands. This is VOA News. Officials in Belgium resumed talks Wednesday aimed at breaking the deadlock, holding up a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. Belgium's Wallonian region has balked over the agreement arbitration system and its labor, environment, and consumer standards. The controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses in the country worried about his aggressive war on drugs to leave. He said U.S. firms in his country should pack up and leave after a U.S. diplomat suggested allegations of extrajudicial killings is bad for business. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
So we're not going to react and respond to every bit of rhetoric. We're going to continue to work at this relationship. We're going to continue to meet our obligations under the defense treaty. And despite the rhetoric, we haven't seen any policy traction behind it. In other words, there hasn't been any tangible changes to the policies and to the programs that both our nations are implementing and executing on a daily basis.
Meanwhile, the Philippine president's latest fresh allegations on Wednesday is that he wants U.S. troops out of his country in the next few years and is willing to scrap defense pacts with longtime Washington if necessary. Independent U.N. investigator Philip Alston Tuesday criticized the world body for refusing to accept legal responsibility for a cholera outbreak in Haiti that has killed thousands.
It refused to accept factual responsibility for the introduction of the epidemic, contested the scientific evidence on the basis of a self-evidently flawed and unjustified assessment, insisted that no legal claim for negligence could be brought against it, despite the clear provisions of the relevant treaty and its agreement with Haiti, refused to countenance the payment of any form of compensation, even to the relatives of those who have died, issued no apology, and did not do enough to promote and strengthen efforts to achieve eradication.
The Toyota Motor Corporation Wednesday said it was recalling about 5.8 million cars at home and abroad after potentially faulty airbag inflators made by the Takata Corporation. It includes those that were used as replacement parts after a 2010 recall. Montenegro's longtime leader, Milo Djukanovic, will not continue as prime minister in the next government, according to his party, which topped the country's parliamentary polls. The Democratic Party of Socialists late Tuesday said its leadership had decided to propose the deputy and former national security chief, Dusko Markovic, as candidate for prime minister designate. I'm Francis Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.